Okay, everybody, I've started the recording, and welcome. I am so glad you're here. So who else do we have on the call tonight?
This is Jan in Vermont.
Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Nice to hear you.
Yes. Yes, you.
Katie from Florida is here as well.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Nice. I'm glad you're here, too.
Me, too.
Okay. So we're going to get this party started, everybody. I've got you. You're actually unmuted, so I am going to make this an interactive rather than if everybody's okay with that. Are we okay with having it interactive?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So this is all about miracles. And this morning I woke up and I got this very strong guidance that I was to have a webinar tonight, and it was supposed to be for miracles and to help everybody manifest miracles in their lives. And not only manifest miracles, but also recognize what miracles are. So now, just for some of you that haven't met me and don't know who I am, I'll just tell you a little bit about me and how I came to be doing this kind of work and talking to God and my angels and ascended masters and that sort of thing. I am a love, life, and relationship coach. I'm a channel, a hypnotherapist, and a master energy healer. I help men and women love themselves compassionately so they can live every day grounded in happiness and love. And when you love yourself completely, you become a magnet for not only love, but also wonderful things, and people are attracted to you, and so is success. The more positive and happy you are with yourself, the more good that's magnetized to you. And the more you love and accept you, the happier you'll be with yourself, your relationships, and all of your life. Now, I'm going to share a little bit about what happened with me, because I wasn't always this happy person. I was rather negative and critical and actually very depressed early on. And I was born in Toronto and challenged from birth with issues of self-love and self-esteem. And my childhood was very challenging. I'm hearing a little bit of feedback. Sorry about that, everybody. I experienced abuse and molestation in childhood, and I was riddled with guilt, shame, and fear. I was very fearful as a child and a teenager and even into adulthood. And as an adult, I was extremely codependent. I felt I needed to have a relationship to fulfill me. And was very restless when I wasn't in a relationship. And in relationships, I attracted men who would further victimize me because I felt like a victim. And my language talked about victimhood. I blamed everybody. And after my third marriage, I went through a deep process of introspection and realized that it was me that was the source of all my pain and suffering in my relationships. I had previously, like I said, blamed the others, my parents, husbands, and events. And when I discovered all of this, I found that my negativity was creating illness in my body. I had Epstein-Barr syndrome, which is an autoimmune disorder, and I had fibromyalgia with chronic pain and depression and insomnia. I was lonely even in my relationships. So through the process of my introspection and my study, I started going to healers. I went to a hypnotherapist, and when I found that this hypnotherapist in Atlanta, Georgia, helped me, I studied with him, and I became certified in hypnotherapy, and I became a hypnotherapy trainer, and I became proficient and certified in neurolinguistic programming and went to energy healers and found that they helped me, and so then I became certified as an energy healer. And then I traveled to India and Bali, and I learned how to read the Akashic Records. And in this process, I began to meditate, and I was communing with the divine. And I had an awakening experience. And through this process of awakening, it changed so much of my life. And what happened was I began actually to be in conversation with God, the Ascended Masters, and my guides, so that when I asked a question, I found an answer. It was like this conversation going on in my head. It really transformed my life because I stopped relying on my brain to work things out, and I used and trusted my guidance. And I'll get into more details about that and how that's worked for me. So I have clients all around the globe that I work with, and I do life coaching. I empower them through self-love coaching. I do energy clearings and Akashic record readings. And one of the things that has helped a lot of people is past life readings. And when I delve into past lives, because 90% of our issues in this lifetime came from a past life, the really interesting thing is that then I go in and clear the issues that are occurring in your present life from the past life. So it's kind of a cool, like, double whammy. It's one of the things I do. Okay, so giving and sharing is one of the things that really brings me a lot of joy. And I also help women and men deepen intimacy within their relationships. And let's see, what else do I do? So channeling, and I do some medium work. So what I wanted to talk about today is manifesting miracles. And what is a miracle? I'm sure that if you've read the Bible talks about miracles being a supernatural event that is ascribable to something that God has done for us. And it could be an event that, you know, maybe a miracle worker or a saint or a religious leader might perform. And sometimes a miracle is thought as being a perceptible interruption of the laws of nature, something that you would not feel would happen in nature. Lots of things happen in our lives that we do not recognize as miracles. And shifting your reality a little bit is what we're going to do here. So God regularly works with nature and creating things that happen and don't happen by stopping certain things as well. That's sometimes a miracle. So the word miracle is actually used to characterize any event that would be regarded as beneficial. And statistically, it would be considered unlikely, such as surviving a natural disaster or perhaps a wonderful occurrence. And other miracles might be a survival of an illness or beating the odds. And there are some naysayers that might regard miracles as coincidences, but I will hopefully bust that one. So let me share a couple of experiences that I've experienced recently. I'm going to do the most recent ones first. So about 4 months ago, I think it was in May, I discovered in meditation, because I was meditating, I was told, check your right breast, and I did, and there was a lump almost the size of my fist. And within 4 months, that breast cancer has been healed, miracle number one. And then let's just see. We were living in Colorado, and my son David was living in Georgia, and we tried desperately to get David to even come out and visit us in Colorado, and he and his wife just, they just wouldn't come. And we ended up leaving Colorado at the almost the end of 2012, moved to California, and miraculously, this is miracle number two, David decided that he was going to come and visit Colorado, and that was in September. And so we arranged our schedules. This is in the middle of the school year. My daughter's a senior in high school here in California. But she talked to her teachers, and miraculously, instead of having 5 days off, she had her schedule rearranged because she only really goes 1 day a week or when she's seeing a tutor. And they arranged her schedule, so we ended up having 8 full days without school. So that's miracle number two. While David was in Colorado, he informed us that his wife of almost 3 years had requested a divorce, and he was pretty devastated by that. But while we were all together, he announced that he was going to move to Colorado. And we'd been trying to get David to move from Georgia to Colorado. Had this divorce not happened, he would have stayed in Georgia, and we would have been so many miles apart. So that was a miracle as well. And if you knew David, you would say, yes, that was definitely a miracle. He said he would never leave Georgia. While we were packing to go to visit Colorado for this September trip, I was given guidance it was going to rain while we're in Colorado. And had I had some more foreknowledge, I suppose, I would have asked more questions. Well, how many days will it rain? How many inches would it rain? But I didn't think about asking those questions. And as we know, in September, there is a great flood in Colorado. And it did begin to rain. We got there on a Thursday, and it began to rain on Sunday. And so while we were driving to Colorado, I was told that we were going to see a rainbow. And, you know, we're living in the desert. We don't get much rain here. And my daughter was so excited that, you know, oh, good, we're going to have some rain. And I got further information that we were going to see a rainbow. I thought, oh, that's great. You know, a rainbow is always, you know, a good omen. It's good luck. So anyway, on the way, we traveled through Utah, and it began to rain. And there we go. We're traveling along and enjoying rain. And there, I guess we were almost to Colorado, and we had a rainbow. So I'm considering that miracle number three. And a rainbow is actually the bridge between heaven and earth. And it is something that is, it's really phenomenal. We don't see them every day. But that is something that I recognize as a miracle. A rainbow is, it's a very strong God sign. So we were delighted to have this wonderful reunion in Colorado. And, you know, like I said, we were able to extend our trip. And I was able to line up enough clients in Colorado that it paid for our trip there, our drive home, and all our expenses. So that was another miracle. And, you know, I'm hearing, you know, that this is mundane, but it's really not when you think about it, because how often do we say things to ourselves, oh, this is never going to happen, or how am I ever going to do this trip? You know, this happened with ease. And when things happen with ease, you've got to know God's involved, and miracles are happening. So we spent our week there in Colorado, and it was the day that we were to leave, and I got really strong guidance. And I'm just going to tell you how that felt in my body, because when it's guidance that I absolutely need to listen to, I get a feeling in my body. It is very strong. It would be considered like a parent telling a child, you have to do this. Your curfew is 11 o'clock. And if you're not home by 11, that's the way the guidance is when it's from God. It's very strong. So I received guidance. We needed to leave Boulder on Wednesday by 5. And my friend that we were staying with tried to get us to stay one more night, because she thought, 5 o'clock at night, that's only 2 hours of daylight. What are you doing leaving so late in the day? And meanwhile, it's raining. So I got very clear guidance. No, we had to leave. We said our goodbyes. We got on the road, and we had a 16-hour drive ahead of us. I knew better than to argue with the guidance. I followed it. And as we were going out of Boulder, we had to pass through the town of Golden, and we were taking a shortcut. It cut off about 40 miles of our trip. And as we got to the turn, we saw a sign. And this, I'm talking about an actual road sign. The shortcut to Black Hawk was closed due to a landslide. And now, you know, I'm living in the desert. I'm not considering what it would be like to have rain for 5 or 6 days in Colorado that's dry. Landslides were starting to happen. We got out of Colorado before the roads began to collapse. There's miracle number 7. And then our friend texted us later that night that wanted us to stay one more night to tell us that the basement that we'd been staying in had been flooded. She had to rip out the carpet. The mattress that my daughter would have been sleeping on was soaked. Our clothes and suitcases would have been ruined, and it probably would have delayed our departure. So there's miracle number 8. Well, some of you may say that the events I've described were chance events and not miracles, but I know differently. Miracles happen every day, and when do they happen? When you expect them. Yes, when you expect them. I have a few others. I'm going to just tell you another one. We traveled to Boulder from California in April, and that was to see some clients, and my daughter got a chance to visit some friends from her local high school, the one she used to go to. And my daughter had prayed for snow. And here it was April, the previous April, there was no snow at all. But we were there in April for a big snowfall. We had, I think, about 12 inches of snow while we were there. And on top of that, deer in my friend's front yard. So I will just count that as miracle number 9, the snow in April. So that was for my daughter. And when we returned back to California, we found that we had missed a horrible sandstorm that had been in the desert while we were in Colorado. There was a 100-car pileup on the I-14, which is a road that we have to take every day to get my daughter to school. We missed it. There were fatalities in this pileup. And apparently the sandstorm came up. It was over 70-mile-an-hour winds. And when there's a sandstorm in the desert, you absolutely can't see. We missed it. Miracle number 10. When we were living in Georgia, we were in Georgia up until October 2010, we were getting ready to go visit friends up in North Georgia. And right before we left, I was told, this is, you know, one of those guidance things, I was told to move my truck and trailer. And I had a landscape business for Heavenscapes at the time. And when I get guidance from God, I know I have to listen. And when I do, I'm rewarded. So I was in a hurry, but I still got my keys, moved the truck and trailer. And as we were ready to leave, I said, is this okay? You know, have I moved it sufficiently? And I got the response, you know, this is from God. Yes, we can work with that. When we returned, it was about 24, 30 hours later, 300-year-old oak trees. And these trees were so large that I could not get my arms around it. Two people could possibly join their hands together and get their arms around. But three of these trees had fallen, landed on the house, and missed my truck and trailer by inches. And there was no damage to my truck and trailer at all. And now that was a miracle. And this particular miracle was such a big one because I depended on my truck and trailer for my livelihood at that time. And yes, I was doing healing on the side, but had my truck been destroyed and my trailer been destroyed, there wasn't enough insurance on either to really have replaced them. But here there were these huge trees that were conscious enough to be kind to me and narrowly missed my vehicle. So how do miracles occur? Regular prayers, asking for healing. You can ask for your body to be healed. That's what I did. Being grateful for the wondrous events that take place in your life, and that creates more opportunity for wonderful events to occur. And then noticing, when you notice, and that's the great thing about God and nature. Miracles happen all the time. If you're not awake enough to notice, you're not going to be grateful. So keep your eyes and ears open. Notice the little thing. Notice the details. A miracle could be something as simple as a bird singing that brings joy to your heart. It could be something as simple as driving to the grocery store and that prime parking spot right up in front of Target or Walmart is available for you, and you pull right in. That's a miracle. So just saying thank you, being grateful, will bring you more miracles. But there's another way as well. But this conscious cycle of gratitude for the support that you receive from the universe will bring you more. And then giving to others, it puts karma in your karma bank, whatever you want to call it. It's that opening you up to receive, being grateful and also being giving. Okay, so interaction. Anybody have any questions so far? Don't be afraid. It's okay. Nobody's going to hurt you.
No questions.
Any questions
right now
about a miracle? Okay, the other thing I would like to remind you is in the Bible. It says, ask and you shall receive. So this is, I'm going to teach you how to bring miracles into your lives. And one more little story. I had a client ask me, actually she's done this a couple of times. She contracted me to bring a miracle into her life. And when somebody asks me to do something that I haven't done before, I always check in and say, you know, God, can I do this? And I got a yes. And, of course, I want you to know I'm not doing this myself. This is God flowing through me. I am just the vehicle. And if anyone saw my email with the picture, I mean, there is no doubt. I mean, God flows through me, and God flows through you. It's a matter of accepting, receiving, communicating. There's that interaction with the divine that has to be there. So bringing God into your present moment experience is really important. So I had a friend who is now on the other side, Janet Butler, beautiful woman, so joyful. She taught me a lot about love, and she also taught me about praying for miracles. And she told me that she would say this prayer, and she'd stand with her hands, she would stand up with her hands turned up, like she was about to receive something. And she'd say, God, I know miracles happen every day. I am open to receive a miracle today. Now, I'm going to add a little twist to that, because I have discovered that one miracle and gratitude will beget or bring a cascade of miracles. And that's what I'm here to help you do. A cascade of miracles, where you get one miracle after another. And the more grateful that you are for what you receive, the more miracles that will abound in your life. So turn your hands up, palms up. God, I know miracles happen every day, and I am open to receive a cascade of miracles in my life today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you always say thank you right away, because here's what a lot of people miss. They do manifestation exercises all day long, but they don't say thank you. Saying thank you is an acknowledgement that God's already doing the work for you. The universe is already working for you. And knowing that the universe is already acting in your life to orchestrate these wonderful events. Think about how we meet people. We might meet a stranger who happens to know your aunt who lives in Canada, or, you know, that's a miracle. Those things are miracles, and the universe performs little miracles all the time. Okay, so say thank you. Thank you for the small miracles. And the more faith and surety that you have, the more miracles will happen in your life. And the more you'll be rewarded for your faith and believing without a doubt that they'll happen. Okay, so I'm just going to do a little housekeeping, a little break here for a moment. If you haven't connected with me on Facebook, I've got 920 Facebook likes on my Jennifer Elizabeth Masters page. And it has been there maybe 5 more likes, I guess, in the last week. Could you please like my page? Like me. I would like you to like me. And I also have 2 websites that are in process. One is loveyourselffearlessly.com, and there's all sorts of information about my group coaching program, which I am announcing today. That was being offered for $297. But I am modifying this coaching program to do a 6-week six-week program, but it will be automated. So it's going to be video, 6 weeks, with all of the same information that you would get in my coaching program for $297, but this will be $98. If you sign up this week, this program is going to begin October 30th, and like I said, it's $98. Okay, so let's see, what else do I do? And if you would like to schedule a private session, I do Akashic Record readings, energy clearings, and the self-love life coaching. All right, so I've had some requests about energy healing, and a couple of people have said to me that they've had or listened to an energy clearing and didn't feel good afterwards. So what I want to tell you is that after an energy clearing happens, it can take up to 5 days for this energy to be completely assimilated in your body. Just think about it. You've been driving around with that soul for how many years and hadn't had an energy clearing till now. It's like scrubbing the inside of a well, and you sort of stir up the debris, and it takes a little while before it filters out, and all the sediment floats to the bottom, sinks to the bottom again, and then get another energy clearing. But that's sort of what happens, is that we stir it up a lot, and so you may be feeling some interesting vibrations. If you end up crying for 3 days in a row, then send me an email at divinehealingnow@yahoo.com, and I will respond. I'll send you an email back, and I'll do a quick little upgrade, because sometimes, on very rare occasions, it only happens in about 1% of the cases that clients have something come up, and it could be a past life program that they're having a hard time letting go of, and they feel emotional. And I've had a couple of clients, say that they got, real sad and cried quite a bit. So just send me an email and I'll fix it. Okay, so before we do the energy clearing, we have enough time probably to do one regular clearing, or I could do the money clearing, which has a bunch of different things. And I'd like to hear from you which you'd prefer, and we're going to do a miracle manifestation. Who would like the money clearing?
I would.
How about a money clearing?
Okay, is anybody saying no to the money clearing? Okay, money clearing it is. Okay, so I just want to tell you that this one, it's very profound when I do it fast. So I might, sometimes you might not hear what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Just make sure that you keep on letting go, letting go, letting go. And that's what this is all about, letting go. Okay. So here we go. And what I'd like you to do is, if you can, uncross your arms and legs and turn your palms up. And I want to tell you all, thank you so much for being here with me tonight. I am so grateful for all of you. Very appreciative to have you here. Okay, everybody, so here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to say, you can say this silently, I now connect to my high self and envision a golden thread from your crown, the top of your head, going up, 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 up into the heavens. And this is connecting you not only with your high self, which is your divine self, but also with the divine. Okay. I'm going to start with a prayer. Mother, Father, God, I ask for divine guidance in this clearing and healing for everyone. If there's anything in particular that I need to focus on, please flow through me your wisdom. And I ask for this clearing to be in everyone's highest and best good. And I ask for this, all these programs to be lifted effortlessly and easily with no negative response in their body and energy body. And I ask for this to be a positive experience, life-affirming, and energizing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So I ask to connect with everyone's high self. I ask to work only with the divine, radiant God on high. So I ask to clear the six bodies comprising the soul, and anyone who has not had their high self committee changed, I ask to connect with their high selves and change up their high self committees to one that will take them into the golden age and beyond. I ask to clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate committee members to the highest level on chart 3. I ask to clear all chart 5 energies, any negativity, any vortexes and portals, veil of illusion, dark worms, wormholes, toxic streams, Illuminati, dark angels, and ET implants, and I ask to fill with golden creator light and close. I ask to clear all webs, cords, hooks, psychic hooks, mind channels, toxic streams, and scarring. I ask to clear all of Chart 10A for everyone, their high selves, guides to infinity, and all committees. I ask to clear all past lives in chaos, parallel lives in chaos, future lives in chaos, and I ask to clear all vows, contracts, oaths, and agreements. I ask to clear everyone's egos to be less than 4%. Their sole purpose is to be a single-digit number, and I ask to gratefully clear all accidents, illness, Alzheimer's, and dementia for everyone. I ask to clear all holes, rips, openings, tears. I ask to clear any dark energies, any attached energies. And I ask to remove any extra souls in anyone's bodies. I ask for Archangel Michael to step in and bind them up, send them to the heart of the Creator. And I ask to close all vortexes and portals, fill with golden creator light. And any areas where there are ET implants, I ask for them to be removed and filled with golden creator light and substance. Thank you. Everybody doing okay? Anybody feeling nauseous?
Doing great.
Fabulous. Okay. I ask to clear all mental and emotional, physical and body memories. I ask to clear all memories being held on the cellular level. I ask for everyone's soul to be updated with the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding. I ask for everyone's committees, guides, teachers to be working as a one with the creator of all that is. I ask to clear all blocked archetypes in all 6 locations. I ask to clear memories, the master key. I ask to clear personal items in the void, and I ask to clear, let's see, anything that has been triggered. I ask for any dormant programs to be cleared and tonal trigger mechanisms to de-sharp. I ask for everyone to be open to receive the greater good, and I ask to clear all blocks to letting go. I ask to clear blocks to love, and I ask to clear blocks to success. I ask to clear all attached energies. I ask to clear anything below chart 3. I ask to clear the desire to suffer. I ask to clear... Hang on a second, I got to catch up here. I'm doing 2 things at once. I ask to clear all issues with self-love. I ask to clear self-hatred. I ask to clear unworthiness. I ask to clear feelings of not being good enough. I ask to clear the past lives where any fathers molested, abused, beat, any negativity regarding that. I'm sorry, let's just clear that. I ask to clear past lives at the I Am level. I ask to clear the New One universe. I ask to clear past lives in the New One universe. I ask to clear reservations to expanding consciousness once universal God consciousness is attained. I ask to clear breaking the bonds of the 2600 pathways. I ask to clear resolving discord at all levels of chart 3. I ask to clear remembering that the soul's purpose is spiritual enlightenment. I ask to clear the awareness of the 9 Godhead councils. I ask to clear the awareness of the entire spiritual process from divine plan through returning. And I ask to clear the awareness that love is the only energy. I ask to clear the Godhead is all and all is the Godhead. I ask to clear hidden vows. I ask to clear sensitivity to others' energy. I ask to clear issues and desire to suffer. I ask to clear the Messiah complex and the Savior complex. I ask to clear the picking up discordant energy. I ask to clear all blocks and interference. I ask to clear desire to reestablish programs, and I ask to clear the reasons behind conscious programs. I ask to clear anyone's unwillingness to learn, and I ask to clear anyone's unwillingness to let go. I ask to clear unwillingness to cooperate with the high self, and I ask to clear susceptibility to lower forces. And I ask to clear the etheric body out of balance. I ask to clear all 725 chakras, balance, and harmonize. I ask to clear all blocked archetypes, producer, perfectionist, creator, inquirer, mentor, guide, dreamer, feminine, masculine, merger, suppressed child, healer, and mystic. I ask to clear all Siamese souls. Okay, I'm going to name them and clear them one at a time. I ask to clear anger from the heart of God to the light of God. I ask to clear self-pity from the heart of God to the light of God. I ask to clear paralysis from the heart of God to the light of God. I ask to clear panic from the heart of God to the light of God. I ask to clear oppression from the heart of God to the light of God. And I ask to clear hate of self from the heart of God to the light of God. I ask to clear sexual coveting from the heart of God to the light of God. I ask to clear sincerity from the heart of God to the light of God. Strength from the heart of God to the light of God. Success from the heart of God to the light of God. Forgiveness from the heart of God to the light of God. Kindness from the heart of God to the light of God. Life from the heart of God to the light of God. Generosity from the heart of God to the light of God. Trust from the heart of God to the light of God. Concern from the heart of God to the light of God. light of God, love of men from the heart of God to the light of God, awareness from the heart of God to the light of God, enthusiasm from the heart of God to the light of God, and self-forgiveness. Okay, now here's the part where you need to wake up, and we're going to do all the vows of poverty that you've ever made when you were a nun, priest, monk, whatever it may be, where you have given up, maybe you were Buddha, gave it all up. So just repeat after me. I release all vows.
I have made in ignorance.
I have made in ignorance. In this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
In all past.
In all past.
Present.
Present.
And future lifetimes.
And future
lifetimes.
I release all the vows now.
I release all contracts.
I have ever made in ignorance.
I have ever made in ignorance.
In this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
And all past.
And all past.
Present and future lifetime.
Present and future lifetime.
I cancel and burn them now.
I cancel and burn them now.
I release all vows.
I release all vows.
And cancel and burn all contracts.
And cancel and burn all contracts.
For any lifetime.
For any
lifetime.
In which I have renounced love.
In which I have renounced
love.
For all vows.
For all vows.
That cannot be released.
That cannot be released.
Cannot be released.
And all contracts.
And all
contracts.
That cannot be canceled and burned.
That cannot be canceled and burned.
I ask that they be fulfilled and completed now.
I ask that they be fulfilled and completed now.
Awesome. I release all lifetimes.
I release
all lifetimes.
In which I have cursed God.
In which I have
cursed God.
I release all curses.
I release
all curses.
In which I have cursed God.
In which I have cursed God.
Okay, now everybody take a deep breath and let it go completely. And through that releasing, letting go of all that no longer serves. Okay, I ask the clear hate of self. I ask everybody, good job, by the way. I ask the clear hate of self. I ask the clear self-pity. I ask the clear hate of life. I ask the clear doom separation. I ask the clear fear of abandonment. I ask the clear helplessness. I ask the clear alcoholism or any addiction. I ask the clear hate of women. I ask the clear hate of men. I ask the clear toxic shame and stinginess. Please clear health abuse and illness. I ask the clear odds and ends into infinity. I ask the clear I ask to clear genetic DNA and core beliefs. I ask to clear spiritual blocks 1 through 6. I ask to clear the personal soul package and the emotional body. Excuse me one second. Pardon me, everybody. I ask to clear all issues, and I ask to clear programs coming up. I ask to clear the soul is lying. I ask to clear stubbornness. I ask to clear the lines of love. I ask to clear cutting edge of the soul, and I ask to clear programs not cleared yet. I ask to clear multiple soul programs, and I ask to clear pre-programming of the spirit by God. I ask to clear potential dysfunction of spiritual consciousness by God. I ask to clear codependency of spirit on God. I ask to clear dysfunction of spirit on God. I ask to clear dysfunction of spirit by thought. Whew, take a deep breath. I ask to clear all blocks to understanding that money is the same energy as love. I ask to clear blocks to love. I ask to clear blocks to trust. I ask to clear blocks to accepting that you create your own reality with your thoughts. I ask to download you with the understanding that money is love, and I ask to download you with the understanding that everything is energy. I ask to download you with the understanding that energy moves in a circle. Whatever you give out, whatever you think, whatever you say comes back to you 1,000-fold. I ask for an alpha to omega, clearing a zero-time clearing and a clearing of the all. I ask to clear making money in an illegal fashion in past, present, and future lives. I ask to clear any guilt and shame you've ever held in any lifetime for making money with your body. We've all done that at one time or another. I ask to clear any guilt or shame regarding having money and wealth. I ask to clear the belief that being spiritual precludes you from being wealthy. I ask to clear self-sabotage for having money. I ask to clear any self-sabotage or conflict regarding having money. I ask to clear that you have to work hard for your money. I ask to clear anxiety around having money. I ask to clear the feeling of unworthy, being unworthy to have wealth. I ask to clear feelings of unworthiness regarding the use of money. I ask to clear feelings of only regarding what you're of only needing what your bills are and no more. I ask to clear all negative thoughts regarding wealthy people. I ask to clear the guilt of being wealthy in an impoverished earth. I ask to clear the fear of losing money. I ask to clear the fear of having money stolen. I ask to clear the fear that someone will take what you have. There is nothing lost in the universe, ever. I ask to clear the fear that there is not enough. I ask to clear the thoughts that money is evil, dirty, or the root of all evil. I ask to clear the worry that the banks are folding. I ask to clear the fear that the stock market will crash. I ask to clear the fear that you will lose your job. I ask to clear the fear that you will die in poverty. I ask to clear the fear that you don't know how to make money, and I ask to clear the belief that money is hard to come by. I ask to clear the belief that only certain people can be rich, wealthy, and prosperous, and I ask to clear the belief that you won't have enough money to pay your bills on time. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot pay for your children's education, clothing, and supplies. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot afford what you want. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot afford what you want. I ask to clear the belief that you will follow in your parents' footsteps regarding money. I ask to clear the belief that there is only so much money to go around. And I ask to clear the belief that there is competition. I ask to clear the belief that the government will fold and not have enough money. And I ask to clear the belief that you will not have enough money to pay your rent or mortgage, or that you will lose your house. I ask to clear the belief that there is never enough. I ask to clear the belief that you don't have what it takes to have prosperity, wealth, and joy, because everyone deserves wealth, joy, prosperity, happiness. I ask to clear the belief that your money situation will never change. I ask to clear the belief that your acquaintances' beliefs are yours. I ask to clear all false beliefs regarding money, and I ask to clear your fears. I ask to clear all fears. I ask to clear any fears that you have, and I ask to clear all your self-doubt. I ask to clear your fear of change, because change is inevitable. I ask to clear your fear of success. I ask to clear your fear of rejection, and I ask to clear your fear of numbers. I ask to clear indecision. I ask to clear feeling stuck. I ask to clear drama from your life. I ask to clear clutter and a financial mess. I ask to clear your family financial blocks to freedom. I ask to clear all your family blocks to financial freedom. I ask to clear all your family blocks to financial freedom. And yes, I've repeated myself. And I ask to clear all the generational programs of lack, limitation, and poverty. I ask to clear them now. I ask to clear self-sabotage, and I ask to clear your feelings of unworthiness, and I ask to clear your feelings of shame. I ask to clear feelings of guilt. I ask to clear feelings of victimization. You are not a victim. I ask to clear blame. I ask to clear your fear of growth. I ask to clear decisions that zap your money. I ask to clear the pattern that creates a financial crisis that requires money to be spent whenever you get money. I ask to clear the false beliefs that you do not deserve wealth. I ask to clear all negative programming that is triggered by wealth. I ask to clear all negative programming triggered by poverty. I ask to clear all trigger mechanisms, tone into D-sharp. I ask to clear cords, web hooks, psychic hooks regarding money. The dog's getting excited. I ask to clear all trigger mechanisms, tone into D-sharp. Clear the cords, webs, hooks, psychic hooks regarding money. I ask to clear all perceptions, programmings, and beliefs that there's never enough. I ask to clear the perceptions, programmings, and beliefs that you do not have enough. I ask to clear all the poverty demons. And I ask to clear the discarnates that have been attracted to your pain. I ask to clear all the attached energies that are impeding your personal growth. I ask to clear all the attached energies and attachments that are impeding your wealth and financial gain. I ask to clear all the addictive personalities that are attracted to your suffering and pain. I ask to clear the static in your auric field created by your suffering and worry. And I ask to clear whatever is remaining that is personal to you that I've missed. I ask to clear all blocks to being a good steward with money, because you must be a good steward to have money. Otherwise, it will slip through your fingers. And to be a good steward means you're working with God. So I'm going to repeat that one. I ask to clear all blocks to being a good steward with your money. I ask to clear the illusions that you cannot buy what you want anytime. I ask to clear the program that makes you feel loved by spending. I ask that money flow to you in a supernatural way, and I ask for you to be tapped into the super consciousness of the universe and the divine flow. And I ask for blessings to be tripled for you day by day, and I ask for this flow to be effortless and easy, and I ask for you to be connected to all that is. There is nothing lost in the universe. I ask, that all your blocks to being respectful for your money to be cleared, and I ask that any lack and limitation that you may have to be cleared and removed. I ask anything that I have missed to be cleared, for it to be charted and cleared. There is no lack and limitation in the divine, only what we believe to be so. And I ask for you to be blessed with wealth and prosperity in the now, beyond your wildest dreams. And I ask for a cascade of miracles to happen in your life, and one thing lead to another, one more positive event in your life that leads to a chain of positive events that just cascade through your life. I bless you with a cascade of miracles. I bless you, bless you, bless you with a cascade of miracles and all the prosperity that is. Thank you, God. Repeat after me. I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
I am abundant.
I am abundant.
I am unlimited prosperity.
I am unlimited prosperity.
I am blessed with wealth and prosperity for all time.
I am blessed with wealth and prosperity for all times.
I am a good steward of my money.
I am a great steward of my money.
Do I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Okay. Realize there's no negativity in the divine mind. See all your desires in the realm of divine mind. There is no poverty in the divine mind. We are the ones that create it. So I die to my belief in lack and poverty thoughts. As I am one with the divine, all that is light is mine. You are the giver and the gift, money. I honor your energy, money, for you are the light, as the light is the lover of my soul, is the energy, money, the manifestation and the truth. I rejoice in you, money. I no longer see you as separate from the light. I divinely love you as that which I love greatly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God is my unending source and inexhaustible supply in all things. Okay. Are you ready for a miracle?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. The way we receive, and you are primed. It's like the pump has been primed. Okay. Now what I'd like you to do is place your hands around, just like below your diaphragm, in the area of your solar plexus. Put your hands there, open, facing up. And you can say this out loud or silently. It doesn't matter. I like to do things out loud. God, I know miracles happen every day.
God, I know miracles happen every day.
Every day.
And I want you to know that I am open to receive a cascade of miracles in my life.
That I am
open to receive.
I want you to know that I am open to receive
a cascade of miracles in my life.
Life.
My life.
Right now. In
right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I know that it is done.
I know that it is done.
And in my faith,
and in my faith,
is the manifestation of this cascade of miracles.
Is the manifestation of this cascade of miracles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it is.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or anything that you would like to receive? Because I have 10 more minutes.
I love you. Thank you, Elizabeth. And I'd love to give you a love offering for your time.
Well, thanks, Connie. You can do so if you wish through PayPal. Just divinehealingnow@yahoo.com.
Ashe, I shall.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The more generous that we are with our time, gifts, service, whatever it is that we do, whether it's a smile to the cashier, whether it's a tip for the barista at Starbucks, or whether it's a tip to our waiter in a restaurant, the more generous that we are with others, the more that it comes back to you. Energy moves in a circle, and that's what it means. Anybody else have a question?
Say that one more time, Elizabeth. That's your PayPal?
Yeah. Oh, my PayPal. Divine, D-I-V, it's my email address, Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, now, DivineHealingNow@yahoo.com, and that's my PayPal.
Okay, DivineHealingNow@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
Much. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
And so am I.
I just want to say thank you for doing this, because I feel like it lifted a lot for me.
Good. So how does everybody feel? Is everybody feeling good?
Yes.
I feel it's a miracle, because I normally am in bed at 9 o'clock, because I get up at 4, and my person that I work with in the morning at 4 said you could come tomorrow evening. You don't have to come in the morning. So I'm here with you.
Wow, that is a miracle.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah.
See, that's the type of thing that I'm talking about. When the universe orchestrates for us so that we can do what it is that we want to do. It's like my daughter's schedule shifting in school and them allowing her to take a full week off. I mean, it's a small thing, but it's a miracle. And the more that we are able to see this and say thank you, the more you're going to find it happening in your life. I have been blogging crazily on Love Yourself Fearlessly. I have a blog in case you haven't been there. And there's lots of really wonderful articles. I'm blogging from my heart. And there's lots of things that I do talk about. I'm in the process of writing my second book. It should be, they're telling me it's going to be done in about 3 weeks. Well, that will be a miracle. but this book is a little different. It's a departure from my first book. And I'm going to tell you the title. It's called Orgasm for Life.
All right.
What this is about is that there's a lot of things about it that have to do with orgasm, but the actual act of having an orgasm is the closest that we can be to the divine. It is the closest that we can be to God. It is the highest vibrational state that a human being can be in. And it is also the process of letting go, and we need to let go of so much. And so it's a double entendre. It's a double meaning. But that book will be coming out. I'm very excited about this, and this is divinely guided. It's, like I said, I'm out there beyond my comfort zone in this one, but I'm pushed. Anybody have a question or request?
Jennifer, this is Debbie Unterman. I wanted to say hi.
Hi.
And I got on just in time for the meditation, just when you said take a deep breath, and you went into it. So that was divine timing. And
I hear your voice, Debbie.
I know, you too. And the book, I was expecting it to be like about a dog or something that you were going to write about, you know. But I like the orgasm thing. And you really ought to check out Betty, I can't remember her last name, who studied female orgasms. They hadn't been studied until she started in the 70s. I don't know if you read about what I was writing in one of the Clarity emails a couple months ago, but great, great stuff. And Jeannie sent me a YouTube about her, and great, great stuff about the female orgasm. But I wanted to tell you that from the time your dog started barking, it put a smile on my face that it just didn't go off my face. I loved hearing him or her bark. It was great. It was such great. I loved it. I can't stop smiling.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, thank you so much. Is there anything else anybody wants to add before I close?
You mentioned that you're doing your 6-week program again for the video. How do you sign up for that?
Well, right now on Love Yourself Fearlessly, this is going to be a different program. It's a 6-week program, but video. I have to go and get the button changed, which I will be doing tomorrow. But you can also email me at Divine Healing Now and sign up that way, or Facebook request me, like my page, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, and I can give you the information there too. So, but Love Yourself Fearlessly, there is a button, but I have to go in. I'll do that. If I just didn't have time today to get it changed, because you can see what the old price was $297. So that is now $98, but it's a video program with all of the details. So awesome. It's going to be, and you'll be able to play it over and over again.
Great. Thanks.
Is that Katie?
It is.
Oh, thanks, Katie. I was thinking of you.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be great. And there will be support, too. We're going to do the Facebook support as well.
Wonderful.
Anybody else? Okay, I'm just going to say a prayer. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for bringing us all together. I appreciate and love you so much. I thank you for the miracles and the cascade of miracles in everyone's life. And I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Ashe.
Bye.